Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok, and in the dink and the dank of the morning, isn't it, Alan?
It is. When I got here early this morning, you know, around 4:30, it was pretty dark out there and coldish, and, well, David, we're getting into it now, but spring is coming.
It is. As we try to open our eyes, let's talk about the latest news this morning. And I see Elizabeth Lawton, the Republican congressional aide who faced a backlash after sharply criticizing the First Daughters, has now resigned.
Good grief. I mean, what could she have been thinking? You know, what happens is these folks egg each other on, and one sort of hopscotches over the other one and says, well, maybe I'll take it to the next level. And then the next one says, maybe I'll take it to the next level. And then some foolish person like this woman comes along and, you know, just really goes after two wonderful children who are teenagers, and everybody on all sides, you know, gets disgusted. But the one I'm wondering about, of course, is the congressman she was working for. He must have put his hands over his ears and said, oh, my God, what is going on here? And, you know, when you hear the word resign, often resign comes with a little bit of a push.
Well, from the Washington Post this morning, Alan, and they're in the loop. McCain tells White House he wants Lieberman for defense secretary.
Oh, interesting. So now the defeated presidential candidate gets to name his vice presidential running mate, so that we have a new system in America where the president is told who to appoint by the person he defeated. That's an interesting system of government. I'm going to start looking in the Constitution to see where that happens. But, you know, power is power. And what he's really saying is, you know, you want a Senate confirmation, you do what I tell you. We'll put a so-called Democrat, although a turncoat, as the defense secretary, because we now have the votes and we won't confirm your people unless you go along.
What is a true threat on Facebook? We're hearing about this. The Supreme Court took up a case yesterday in this regard. To protect free speech, the editorial board of the New York Times says the government should prove that a speaker intended to make a threat before it can put him behind bars.
Well, you know, this is a very tough one. We don't want to hamper freedom of speech. On the other hand, somebody knows when they're being threatened. If an ex-lover or husband or somebody says, I'm going to kill you. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case here, but do you take it seriously? If you're the person who's being threatened, you darn well take it seriously. So if it's on Facebook, is it different than if it's just uttered on a phone answering machine or in a letter? Court's got a tough job here.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's reelection campaign spent nearly $8 million in the final days of the campaign in the aftermath of Election Day. Campaign finance report filed Monday shows he has now $9.1 million in cash on hand. And what to do with the money?
Well, you know what he's going to do with the money. He's going to keep it there, and he's going to keep his options open, and he's going to use it effectively. He's done it before. When there's a political problem, you buy television time or otherwise, or you keep it there because you never know what's going to come up. Maybe there's a house. I see a house in the future. At least he sees a house in the future. Oh, it's white.